The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Join us on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard Saturdays at 7 p.m. right here on WMAL, and also author of a new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry Kudlow, I hear you're on a fast-moving train.
Actually, I'm on a slow-moving block to get to the fast.
I got you. Okay, so you're headed to the train. All right.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. Well, here's my question. We are now reading this morning. These are statistics not provided by some, you know, conservative think tank. These are statistics actually provided by the Obama administration that the premiums on health care through Obamacare is about to go up 25% on average. And by the way, you won't have near as many choices as you had before. I thought that we were supposed to have cheaper health care and more choices. What happened?
Yeah, what happened was the plan was a bad plan to begin with. And what also happened is the geniuses that put the plan together lied to the American people, basically. So your numbers are right. By the way, not only are premiums going up 20% plus around the country, deductibles are going up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies are pulling out of the exchanges. In many cases, the insurance companies are running broke. They are not going to get bailed out by the Congress. And I just think the whole thing's on a death spiral. And I don't for the life of me understand why Donald Trump hasn't made this a major campaign issue, because after the economy, the healthcare story ranks second with terrorism.
Yeah, I'm with you, Larry. He should have a parade of, people with children and people facing their health care bills who have been severely impacted by this. They should be telling their stories at every single Trump rally. This is what people, they need to recognize exactly what happens when they vote for a candidate who wants to institute government-run health care.
By the way, don't forget, on this point, Hillary Clinton not only wants to spend hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to subsidize the existing story, which I think is, as I say, in a death spiral. Her ultimate goal, let's be very clear, is to single-payer, government-run, nationalized health care. That is her goal, going all the way back to 1993. And that is really socialism on the march. And again, Trump should be talking about this. And, of course, remember this. Trump has some trouble with millennials, right? Okay. Millennials are the ones rebelling against Obamacare because they do not want a high-expense, mandated system with half of the categories, stuff they don't need. And if Trump would speak up on their behalf with a free market choice, okay, where the insurance companies could go on an exchange and offer any product that people want. The government is suppressing that. Millennials love freedom. So this is something else where the politics favor Trump. He ought to talk about it in the next 2 weeks.
All right, another big story that we've been talking about here this morning is the discussion about this AT&T-Time Warner merger. I mean, a lot of people think this is a bad thing, including Donald Trump, who says maybe we should look at this thing pretty closely. Is it a bad thing, or is it a good thing? I'm sort of torn about this one.
You should be torn. It's very interesting. This thing has to be examined carefully, as it will by the FCC, by the Justice Department, anti-regulatory. Yes, look at it carefully. But remember this. this would be the first time you'd have a real national cable consumer-driven content system. The whole idea of broadband going nationwide, getting away from these regional powers, would be out the window. And in that respect, it is the consumer who actually will benefit from this, and it's the consumer who's actually going to run broadband, not just the pipes, but the content, which, of course, is the big issue. So I would go slowly on condemning this. It's not just about concentration of power. There's a whole bunch of these content deliverers. You know, just go on your apps on your cell phone, and that'll show you how powerful consumer choice really is. So I don't want to take a position right now, but I'm leaning in favor of it, if you want to know the truth.
Larry, it is interesting to take a pause, though, and reflect on where AT&T has come from where they were. You know, they were broken up in deregulation there in the early 80s, yeah. And I know that a lot of people were excited about that because it would create competition, and there would all be all the baby bells and all of those things, and then they went into the long-distance business exclusively, and now here they are, you know, managing a huge mobile phone network, managing high-speed internet access, managing DirecTV satellite television, and now potentially merging with the huge Time Warner organization with all the content creation. What happened to breaking up AT&T?
Well, Larry, the best way I can answer that is, I know in your home you still have a rotary telephone. I know you do.
And that's right.
Next time you dial up for somebody, just think about that. Just think about the last 35 years. By the way, I was there in the Reagan years when we broke up the monopoly. Life has changed enormously.
Yeah.
Technology, Schumpeterian gales of creative destruction. Right now, I don't know. We'll see what the facts are. Put politics aside. But I think the consumer will wind up being king with this deal. But like everybody, I want to see what the numbers look like.
Yeah, you have to get into the details of that to know exactly what you got, right?
And you really should help Larry. At least give him a push-button phone, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
The rotary thing
See,
just doesn't
now
work.
Now you're blowing my cred. Let me just point out, I don't actually have a phone at all.
His
in my
cell
house.
Phone is one of those things that looks like a brick.
Oh,
It has the antenna, the big Motorola phones. Remember those?
The first one I ever bought, I think, was in the late 80s. It cost
me
about $4,500.
All right, Larry, we'll leave it right there. Thank you so much, my friend. Safe travels.